Disgusting display. On May 28, failed presidential candidate and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, R, traveled to Israel. While there, she visited an Israeli base in the northern part of the country and was photographed signing her name and writing, "Finish them," on a bomb. The problem is, those bombs will not be going anywhere near Gaza. Instead, they will be used to attack Hezbollah in Lebanon, which was not involved in Hamas's October 7 attack on Israel. Victory for First Amendment. In a stunning victory for the First Amendment and gun rights, the Supreme Court unanimously ruled on May 30 that the National Rifle Association, NRA, can move ahead with its free speech fight against a former New York regulator. The decision was authored by the most liberal justice on the High Court, Sonia Sotomayor. It allows the NRA to go after Maria Vullo, who formerly ran the New York Department of Financial Services, and pushed banks to weaponize the financial system against the NRA in order to drive it out of business. "This is a landmark victory for the NRA and all who care about our First Amendment freedom," said William A. Brewer III, counsel to the NRA, in a statement. The opinion confirms what the NRA has known all along: New York government officials abuse the power of their office to silence a political enemy. This is a victory for the NRA's millions of members and the freedoms that define America. Too cozy with Big Pharma. During the COVID pandemic, many Americans felt that big government was too cozy with Big Pharma. Now, thanks to government watchdog organization Open the Books, we know just how close they were. Open the Books obtained data from the National Institutes of Health that revealed the agency and its scientists collected $710 million in royalties during the pandemic, from late 2021 through 2023. These are payments made by private companies, like pharmaceutical makers, which came from licensing medical innovations from government scientists. Most of that cash, around $690 million, went to the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the subagency led by Dr. Anthony Fauci, and 260 of its scientists. Slow creep to war. This is what a slow creep to WWII looks like. On May 28, the Ukrainian government praised France's determination for sending military advisors to the country, saying it hoped Paris making the first move would encourage other Western partners to deploy troops on the ground in Ukraine. "We can only hope this never happens. Waste of money." Despite having seven other entry points into Gaza, all of which are blocked by Israeli forces, the Biden administration decided to spend $300 million of U.S. taxpayers' money to build a pier to try to deliver aid to starving Palestinians. The pier only operated for a few weeks before a storm destroyed it, leaving it in pieces that floated away in the Mediterranean Sea. According to the U.S. military, the damage from heavy seas had been enough to suspend operations of the pier indefinitely, bringing to an end the short-lived American-led effort to establish a maritime humanitarian aid corridor to reach Gazans. President Joe Biden chose to build the pier because the Israeli military and extremist Israelis had been preventing aid trucks from getting into Gaza to deliver food and medical supplies. Rather than force the Israelis to protect the deliveries, Biden chose to build the pier that lasted only a few weeks and, according to reports, delivered almost no aid. Making up racism. Texas-based technology firm Arthur Grand Technologies Incorporated recently reached an agreement with the Department of Justice, DOJ, after posting a job that DOJ claimed was intended for white people only, reports Fox News. DOJ said Arthur Grand violated the Immigration and Nationality Act by posting a discriminatory job advertisement in March 2023. The problem is, the job listing never actually said whites only. The job posting said a job was available for only U.S.-born citizens who are local within 60 miles from Dallas, Texas. DOJ had to argue that the ad contained code words for whites, despite the fact Dallas's population is 66% black and Hispanic. Hunter on trial. Hunter Biden's trial commenced on June 3 in a Delaware courthouse for his federal gun crime trial. Hunter faces charges of making false statements in the purchase of a firearm and possession of a firearm by a person who is an unlawful user of or addicted to a controlled substance. Together, the charges carry a maximum sentence of 25 years in prison. Prosecutors used Hunter's own words from his official biography to file charges against him. The case comes a year after a judge threw out a sweetheart deal negotiated between Hunter's lawyers and Delaware prosecutors with ties to the Democrats and his family. Culture war continues. In late May, across the U.S., kids in high school and middle school have been competing in track and field state finals, just as they've done since the late 1800s. In the past, boys competed against other boys, and girls faced off against other girls. Today, thanks to cultural and moral decay, however, these traditional, common-sense lines have been blurred. For instance, on May 20th in Oregon, a male high school student, who says he's a girl, was booed after he won the girls' 200-meter state title. On May 21st, male high school runner Athena Ryan, who also claims to be a girl, took second place in a girls' 1,600-meter race, bumping out an actual girl for a spot in the California state finals. Thankfully, a week later, Ryan decided not to show up for his race at the California State Preliminary Track and Field Championship. A second so-called transgender male student from California also failed to show up. Finally, on May 25th in Washington State, male, transgender, high school runner Veronica Garcia, a male student, who says he's a girl, won the girls' 400-meter title in the Washington State Championships, beating the next closest girl's time by a full second. Man wins award for women. On May 27, transsexual man Carla Sophia Gaskin was part of a group of biological women who recently won the award for Best Actress at the famed Cannes Film Festival in France. Madrid-born Gaskin, 52, had starred in a widely celebrated musical comedy where Gaskin plays a drug cartel leader who pretends to be a woman to evade police. He ended giving an acceptance speech on behalf of the film's entire female cast, which won the award as an ensemble.